Good morning and welcome to the Garden Conversation. This is another one in our series of One Crop at a Time, and today we are going to be talking about Brussels sprouts. And I'm talking with somebody else who grows Brussels sprouts very successfully, Helena Minch, and she's growing them out here at Mosquito Lake area is where her more than a garden, a farm, I would call it, almost. So I always like to preface this and let the audience understand that we're talking about Brussels sprouts here in the Upper Lynn Canal. If you were growing these elsewhere, we'd probably get different information. So if you go online, you might get different information. But we're going to try to give you our experience of growing them here. So I think the first thing we should do is describe them, because I'm amazed at how many people come to my garden and go, what's that? So how would you describe them?
I would describe them as a 2 to 3 foot stalk with leaves that branch off the side, and at each leaf stalk junction, like a little mini cabbage grows.
Mini cabbage, yeah.
And the top opens up into like a loose cabbage top. The leaves look similar to cabbage leaves or mm-hmm. collard greens.
Kind of a smaller, they don't get as big as, mm-hmm. as collards or cabbage, but they look very similar. If you were going to put them next to each other, you'd probably not be able to. In fact, that has happened to me. I have gathered both collards and Brussels sprout greens and haven't known which I had there. So, that's how Brussels sprouts grow. And so if you buy them in the store, you can buy them individually. Sometimes they're cut off of this stock, but I have seen the host stock. You just buy this host stock. And that's Brussels sprouts. And it was interesting, as I was doing some research, the reason they got their name is because it was from Belgium. It was Brussels, where I guess they became popular, where they were developed and became popular. So they're called Brussels sprouts. They're not Brussels. For years, I always thought it was just Brussels, but there's an S on the end of that. So they're Brussels sprout. As we were preparing for this, I said, you know, a lot of people here in the valley think that Brussels sprouts are really hard to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a good point that why you think that people think that. Basically that they just don't wait long enough.
Oh, that they take, yes, that they don't mature quickly. So it seems like they put on size maybe in the last month of growing, and they can grow all the way up until it freezes, and even then they're still sort of in a dormant phase. So if you harvest in like late August or September, they're going to be small
much.
And you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, it's true. I think that that's exactly what happens is that when people harvest their gardens in September, they say, oh, it's time to harvest. But if you harvest your Brussels sprouts, then they're going to be small. Most of the growth starts, I would say, in October, mm-hmm. and I harvest many of my Brussels sprouts clear into November.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to get them out of before the snow falls, but I don't always do that. I start eating in September,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So I agree with that. I think that that's why so many people say that Brussels sprouts don't grow well here. And the other part of that is I start mine early. And I think that you probably should be careful and make sure you get one that is in the 100-day range or maybe a little bit more, but to get one of the earlier developing ones. But then I start mine. When do you start yours, roughly?
Mid-April to mid-May,
mm-hmm.
so not super
early.
So
yours aren't really early, and I have found that it's my theory, at least, maybe it's not true, that one of the reasons that I get good Brussels sprouts is because I start mine 2, maybe even sometimes 3 weeks earlier than my other
mm-hmm.
brassicas, like meaning my broccoli and cauliflower and whatnot. So so they just take a little bit longer to grow. So in starting them, do you do anything special?
No, I do them like I do the rest of my brassicas.
Mm-hmm.
I do a 2-inch soil block, mm-hmm. and then I put two seeds in each block, and I don't cover the seeds, mm-hmm. And they germinate very quickly.
They do. Brussels sprouts are pretty easy germinators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I do cover the seedlings if they're outside in trays. I do cover with Remay. Mm-hmm. To keep root maggot out, because I have had a problem with starting things later. Mm. I'm more likely to get root maggot mm-hmm. in the seed blocks.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the problems with Brussels sprouts. They can get root maggots, so you have to do your whatever your protections are for root maggots. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's starting. I do the same thing. I basically start them the same as my other brassicas. But, you know, because I've started them earlier, they're one of my first seedlings to go outside because they're really cold tolerant. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would do that if they were baby seedlings, like an inch or two. But by the time the beginning of May comes around, which I want to clear things out of my house, by that time, my Brussels sprouts are oftentimes 4 or 5 inches tall. And I find that they're quite cold tolerant at that point. So if you need to make room and move them out, they're probably one of the better ones to get out. So then when you plant, anything particular about planting?
I don't do anything special, I guess. I compost, maybe some bone meal.
Mm-hmm. And just put them in the ground. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. You said that you oftentimes mulch. Do you do a mulch or do you just let that happen with, how do you do it?
I do a mulch. I'm kind of working toward no-till.
Mm-hmm.
So I have mulch on the surface already.
Right.
And then I'll add more if it looks patchy. Or if I have bad weeds, I'll put down a craft paper mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. newspaper and then put something on top to weigh it down. And then I'll just weeds and leaves and wood chips and whatever.
Mm-hmm. So one of the advantages of Brussels sprouts is that they do get pretty lush. And so mm-hmm. all of that leaf or all of the bounty of the plant basically keeps weeds from growing underneath them mm-hmm. once they get big enough. And so I think you have to do a little weed protection early on. And it's when I plant that I do my root maggot protection. And as I have talked on the Garden Conversation many times, people are going to get really sick of me saying this. When I die, it's going to be my legacy. Everybody's going to say, oh yeah, Mardell is the one who said that this is how you protect your brassicas. Anyway, I'll say it one more time. I take either wool or cotton batting and I wrap it around the stem. And then I put a plastic covering on that I think also is advantageous because I did just recently learn that the root maggot will lay their eggs a little ways away from the stem too. It's not always right on the stem like I thought. So anyway, protecting for an inch or maybe even a couple inches around mm-hmm. that stem is what's going to protect your Brussels sprout from root maggots. And then another thing that I do is I stake my Brussels sprouts because mine get big. And if I don't do that, they fall over and then mm-hmm. the slugs like them and all of that. Do you have to stake yours?
No, I mm-hmm. don't. Sometimes the plants do lean a little. So the lower part of the stem,
ends up on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been a problem, I don't think. But maybe yours get bigger and way more.
Yeah, I don't know why I have so, because everybody in town also kind of, they don't laugh at me, but they say, well, I don't have to stake my Brussels sprouts. It's not that mine aren't, the stalks are huge. It's not that they're not strong enough. Mm-hmm. It's just that they kind of get top heavy mm-hmm. and they fall over. So when I plant, I have learned I put a stake by every single one of mine. And as they grow, then I just use twist ties basically and just hold them up against mm-hmm. there. And
you might have more wind.
I don't know, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hmm. So then after they're growing, one thing you can do is, well, as you said, they're pretty trouble-free. Brussels sprouts don't really require much attention until later in the season. And what I do is when I'm hungry for Brussels sprouts, come like usually September, they're big enough. The bottom, I find my Brussels sprouts, the bottom ones are the biggest usually. And so I'll harvest some of them because if you don't, they kind of get leafy, the bottom mm-hmm. Brussels sprouts get leafy. And those are the ones that my slugs love the most, is those bottom ones. So I'll take those off. And then you also harvest the tops of yours, right?
Mm-hmm. You recommended mm-hmm. that a few years ago, and we discovered they're so tasty. I think they're my favorite green. Mm-hmm.
As they are ours, too. I mean, those are the first ones that get used out of the freezer. The problem is that you get too many if you, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of yes. greens. And as they get older, so like when I harvest my Brussels sprouts in October, even into November, not all of the greens are still going to be good. The bottom mm-hmm. ones are going to get yep. yellow and dried out. But they're still, even when I harvest in November, they're still the top ones that mm-hmm. are still good. So... and they're highly nutritious. That's the thing. They're full of vitamin B, vitamin C, and K. They also, mm-hmm. I heard somebody told me the other day that they have to be careful because they're on a medication that you can't have a lot of vitamin K, that Brussels sprouts and kale is another one that you got to be careful of not ingesting too much. So be aware that Brussels sprouts have that.
I think one point that maybe we skimmed over is when you harvest the top, when you pop the mm-hmm. top off, it helps the Brussels grow bigger.
It does.
Put more energy into those.
So that's kind of how we discovered it, is you cut off the top and then I couldn't throw away mm-hmm. that. And so I started using it. So yeah, you're doing two things. You're getting something to eat, but you're also getting those sprouts to, the plant just puts its energy into growing the sprouts instead of new leaves. So then how do you use Brussels sprouts? What do you do with them? Do you have any favorite ways?
I roast them. Just some olive oil and salt. I think that's about the only way I make them, actually.
That's what I've gotten to, too. I used to parboil them and put them in the freezer, mm-hmm. and they're okay that way. But once I started roasting them, and I just found that
they're so good,
far superior way to even put them in the freezer. So I roast them all, and then I put them in the freezer, mm-hmm. And then they're easier to use however you're going to. And so I use them in soups. I've actually even put them on pizza. Or we do a, not really pizza, but a flatbread. They're good in salads. If you're going to do like a rice salad or something, roasted Brussels sprouts out of the freezer are good for that. So, and those Brussels sprout greens also can be frozen as well. one of the things, so let's talk about pests and slugs before we run out of time. Pests and slugs, yeah. Pests and problems. Maybe I'm saying that because slugs are kind of the only problem I've ever mm-hmm. really had with Brussels sprouts.
That's the only one I've had other than root maggot.
And
but
root maggot.
When you protect against them, it's usually fine. Mm-hmm. But slugs, slugs are kind of gross. They mm-hmm. get up there and they get in between the layers mm-hmm. of the sprouts and...
And we actually, before recording this, we were talking about, we've also both experienced little worms. Mm-hmm. Because these are a really late season harvest, those little worms will crawl up sometimes into the Brussels sprouts. And so that's an, but I wouldn't call them a pest. They're not harming anything. It's just kind of gross when you go to cut your Brussels sprout right. and cut a worm in half. So let's see, what else do we need to talk about with one of the things I suspect that works really well in my favor, I have alkaline soil, and Brussels sprouts do like a slightly alkaline soil. Their ideal pH is 6.8. So if some of you out there are having difficulties growing Brussels sprouts and you know that you have acidic soil, that might be part of the reason. And you might want to think about a way to get your soil a little more alkaline if Brussels sprouts are your favorite vegetable. And one other thing I learned. So the record, the Guinness World Book of Records, is 33 Brussels sprouts in 1 minute. Can you imagine?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. That's right.
Well, and if you don't like Brussels sprouts, that maybe you just had overcooked Brussels sprouts.
It's true. Yeah.
It's worth trying again because they're really good.
I did learn that it's one of the most hated vegetables in the United States and the UK. And they said, when I read that, they said that probably one of the reasons is because of the smell, which I don't know that they have any more smell than others. But anyway, so try them again. And I would recommend roasting them and make them kind of crispy. And yeah, they're good. All right. Thanks, Helena. Thanks
Oh, yeah, it's always fun,
for talking
Mardell.
about Brussels sprouts. All right. Happy gardening, everyone.